This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype in and join us there. And Skype username lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Melanie.
Of course, we bring things in that you might find interesting. I know, Melanie, there was a headline recently about a cop that got killed in Baltimore. And you say that that could very well have been the Baltimore Police Department who did the killing.
That's what it looks like to me based on what The Intercept had to say about it.
This cop was awaiting some sort of trial, right, where he was going to be testifying against corrupt cops or something? What happened?
They didn't go into what the trial was, but he was going to testify against the police department the next day.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. So I guess if you're going to hide a body, you have to, like, shut the whole town down.
Wow. We can talk more about that coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome, of course, on whatever's on your mind. Also, the robot that was recently given citizenship in Saudi Arabia is now saying she wants to start a family. We'll tell you about that coming up, too. But first, Dan is in Nebraska to start things out here tonight, listening online. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Melanie.
Hey.
I just, I'm a follower of the Rubin Report on YouTube. And today I noticed that the person they had on as guest was Roger Ver, who I've actually seen.
Cool.
I haven't seen, but I heard him on your show.
I don't know what the Rubin Report is. Is that some sort of money talk thing, or what is that?
No, so it's actually a pretty bit. It's like, I know this is going to sound like almost contradictory, but for like a YouTube talk show, it's pretty big. This is the guy who used to be on some sort of other network like Oracle, and then he ended up having his show go independent, and he's internet only, but it's a pretty big show. He calls himself a classical liberal who usually brings on libertarians or right-wing people to, have these long conversations with. He doesn't ever bring on people who he is, like, I think, fully in agreement with. He tries to only bring on people who he disagrees with in at least some way. But today he basically did a big interview with Roger where he was talking to him about basically just the essentials for people, what is Bitcoin, and then asked a little bit about Roger's own history as far as, you know, his American citizenship and the whole thing with the prison fireworks. I think, you know, like the whole spiel, right?
Yeah, you're referring to Roger Ver, who is a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live. He is also known as Bitcoin Jesus because he is known for just spreading Bitcoin around and introducing people to Bitcoin and spending a whole lot of his own money promoting Bitcoin. He's the guy that runs Bitcoin.com. Big, big player in the world of Bitcoin, and also a very, very controversial figure because, well, he didn't side with what the Bitcoin core programmers wanted, which was this big conflict that happened over the last couple of years. And Roger is a very controversial character as a result of him sticking by his principles, which are very libertarian, very voluntarist principles. And some of the people in the Bitcoin world don't like him for that. But, that's who Roger Ver is, for listeners that don't know.
On the show today, he actually referred to them as Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin SegWit. So I've never heard anybody refer to them both as that.
Yeah.
I usually heard Core Legacy, but I don't like
that. Yeah, I personally wouldn't refer to it that way. I think it just even adds even more confusion into the mix. SegWit is a term, for those that don't know, that it has to do with a technological supposed advance for Bitcoin that's supposed to help with Bitcoin being able to scale to larger consumer demand. However, even some of the Bitcoin core programmers agree that SegWit isn't going to do anything to reduce fees in the long run. So I understand Roger being skeptical of of SegWit, which is short for segregated witness. But ultimately, it seems that the most accurate term for, to me at least, for the sort of legacy or original Bitcoin is Bitcoin Core. That's the name of the programming team that is programming the full node software that one can go and download at bitcoin.org, which has historically been sort of the official site for Bitcoin. But now that there's Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Gold and this sort of original Bitcoin, it makes sense to add a word to Bitcoin to differentiate which one you're talking about. And so calling it Bitcoin Core just makes the most sense to me. But that's one thing that people need to try to get on the same page about, I think, is, you know, referring to the same Bitcoin as two or three different terms is even more confusing than having to try to explain to people that there are three different forms of Bitcoin out there in the marketplace right now. So I don't agree with calling it Bitcoin SegWit. I think that just is even more confusing. But it's already a very confusing world, and I think that's unfortunate.
Well, before I go, I just want to say I also got an update from RT today that it crossed like 10,000 in South Korea or something like that. Like there was an exchange over in Asia where one actually went for over 10,000 for the first time.
That's huge. That is amazing. And it's probably going to be a matter of hours before that happens again, according to the, our Bitcoin average right now, the price over $9,700 U.S. dollars. So we're already talking about, you know, today's record high of $9,757. So it's just, I mean, we could be at 10,000 by the end of the show tonight, the way the Bitcoin price has been going up over the last few days. So it is very exciting to watch. Dan, thanks for your call here tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Very exciting times for folks who are in the Bitcoin world. And as he pointed out, also very confusing times. What with all these Bitcoin forks going on? You've got Bitcoin Cash that happened back in August, which was the first time Bitcoin ever forked into two competing Bitcoin currencies. Of course, there's also over 1,000 altcoins out there that are also competing against Bitcoin. But now in the top five of the cryptocurrency charts, you can go to coinmarketcap.com and see that. The top five include three different Bitcoins. So there's Bitcoin at number one, there's Bitcoin Cash at number three, and then Bitcoin Gold at number five. Bitcoin Gold was the second fork of Bitcoin that happened back in late October. And now, Friday or something like that, I think it was, or maybe it was last Friday, the Friday before that, but within the last couple of weeks, there has been another claimed fork, this one calling itself Bitcoin Diamond. However, unlike the previous forks of Bitcoin, according to Medium.com, they say here that Bitcoin Diamond is a scam with huge red flags. They say do not get scammed into buying Bitcoin Blood Diamonds. They point out a couple of things, that the Bitcoin Diamond Twitter account was registered in November of this year. The Bitcoin Diamond Telegram group is announced only and was created also in this month of this year. There's no activity there, just jokes. Their domain name was registered on November 3rd of this month and registered anonymously. Their domain is btcd.io. They say that they believe that a Chinese exchange, EXX.com, is probably behind this scam. And they say that if we see the Telegram account of Bitcoin Diamond, we see the words welcome written in Chinese. We also see a screenshot dated November 18th, which shows that Bitcoin Diamond was traded against the Chinese yen before the snapshot date. The Telegram also laughs at this like it's a big joke. They then go on to claim that the team is anonymous. They do not announce on their website who the people are that are behind this Bitcoin Diamond. But most importantly, there is no source code. And so nobody who wants to can go in and audit this Bitcoin Diamond code. Because in order for there to be a fork of Bitcoin, there has to be a way to mine that other fork. There has to be a way to claim your Bitcoin Diamond to, you know, use their software. They don't have any software that they've released. So how they can even claim that there has been a fork successfully, I don't know. There's also no wallet support. Because there's no source code, hardware wallets like Ledger and Trezor will not support Bitcoin Diamond at this time. It says here that Bitcoin Diamond only lists some shady wallets on their website, and they spell it WALLTETS on their site. So probably not a legitimate fork of Bitcoin. And that, of course, raises the question of how many of these forks that are still to come are going to be legitimate versus some sort of scam to try to steal your Bitcoins. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He is not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You've heard a lot of talk about Bitcoin out there, maybe in the news or on this show. If you're brand new to it, great place to go and get started to learn about the basics is Bitcoin.com. They do a great job of cluing you in as to what Bitcoin is and how it works over there, getting you started with your first Bitcoin wallet and helping you get your first Bitcoin or fraction of it. It's getting a little more difficult to buy one whole Bitcoin as the price of a Bitcoin is pushing close to $10,000. Go to Bitcoin.com to learn more there. You can also get their news site over at news.bitcoin.com, and they'll keep you in the loop with the latest developments in the Bitcoin world, which is, you know, it's always something new every single day. So without getting further into Bitcoin, because we certainly could, but we did that over the weekend, Melanie, you had a story about this cop that was killed in Baltimore who was scheduled to testify apparently against the department the next day.
Right. So he was scheduled to testify the next day. He went out with a partner who was not his regular partner, and they were looking for a homicide suspect for a year-old homicide case, which is an odd thing to be doing in the first place. Him and his partner split up on the building, which, I mean, cops split up, you know, by each entrance or whatever, but that also kind of seems like something you might send more than two people to if you need to surround the building or something like that.
Right, for a murder, a potential murderer.
Right.
Yeah.
So then...
someone who's probably not going to go quietly.
Yeah.
If so you catch him.
Yeah, he has no reason not to fight. He's, yeah. I mean, looking at least life in prison or the death penalty, whichever one of those you consider to be worse. But so that he was shot to death while, or he was shot and ended up dead, but he was shot there, separated from his partner, but then they somehow have a description of the suspect who shot him.
Okay.
Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So instead of calling an ambulance, then they put him in the cop car to drive him to the hospital, which I can see the argument for, because personally that might be what I would do, depending on what city
rather
I was
than
in,
because
I can just shot, right. But then on the way to the hospital, they had a collision with another Baltimore PD cruiser.
What?
Yeah.
What are the odds?
About zero, I think.
Yeah. All right.
So then he got taken to the hospital where he later died. There is currently a $215,000 reward for his killer. No one.
So
has...
he got away. The shooter, the murderer here, the alleged murderer, got away.
I think he's currently sitting in the Baltimore Police Department, but he's not under indictment. And no one has come forward with any information. Now, that's a life-changing amount of money. If this was just a regular person, and the Intercept points this out, if this was a civilian...
they wouldn't be offering $200,000.
Well, no, I think they'd still be offering... people donate to those kinds of things. I think that the award amount would still be that high. But somebody would have shown up to collect it by now.
Okay.
Is the opinion shared by both the Intercept and myself. Because, I mean, that kind of money brings you from poverty to middle class.
Yeah, to
like,
homeowner.
Kind of skip over, like, lower class, just, like, from poverty to owning a house.
Yeah,
like,
and this was supposedly not a very nice neighborhood that they had gone into.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
So...
there's got to be a nice part of Baltimore. I've never been there, so I can't comment.
I don't know if there is, but there's no reason to me why there has to be.
Okay.
There's plenty of places where there's not a nice part of it. Yeah, so if that was just a civilian, I don't think that nobody would be showing up for that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure somebody saw it, and... but I could see how if it was a cop that did it, you might not want to, you know, kill yourself for that kind of money, which is what you would be doing. So
sure, because they just killed this guy, and so you would be next if you were a cop.
I mean, even without that, like, I mean, it's pretty much a death sentence, but...
awfully coincidental. Now, I have to wonder, what was it that he was intending to testify about? Do you know anything about the court case that he was a witness in?
It doesn't say. It just says it was against Baltimore PD.
Yeah, it sounds like he crossed the wrong people. You don't want to be, in the police department, you cross the wrong guy, you end up dead. And that's why you never really see the good cops, right? There's all the talk about, oh, well, there's plenty of good cops. People will tell you it's just a few bad apples. But the fact is, where are they? You know, where? Why don't the good cops come out and reveal the bad apples? Why don't the good cops arrest the bad apples? Why don't the good cops stop the bad apples from committing violent acts and committing criminal acts against good, peaceful people? The reason why they don't, because I think that there are cops who got in. I mean, I've met them. Cops who claim they got into that world because they wanted to go after bad guys. You know, they wanted to stop criminals.
Right, and I'm sure that there's people who go in that way, but you don't stay there any length of time. And look, I mean, this guy had it coming. He was in Baltimore PD for 18 years. There's no way.
So you're saying he was crooked, too.
He's a cop. Whether he was crooked or not, I think that's kind of a legality. He was immoral because he was a cop. So it's you know, he's not really a sympathetic victim, in my opinion, or a victim at all, necessarily, depending on, you can argue that, but.
Well, you can argue it. I'm not going to argue it. You know, we actually got a call this weekend by somebody who was upset over last Monday's show where you had referenced, I think it might have been this cop that had gotten killed, and you were jubilant about it. And all I had said at the time was, well, violence isn't the answer. And I didn't get in. We didn't get into.
I don't remember being that jubilant about it. Maybe I was. I definitely
you were happy
wasn't.
About it.
Okay. I definitely wasn't upset about it.
You made some kind of comment about how it was a good thing. But anyway, the guy called to complain about that I didn't call you out more vociferously about that. And I had to explain, well, you know, you could call and talk to Melanie yourself on Monday night about your concerns. But ultimately, you know, I did say that violence isn't the answer, but I didn't want to break down the conversation that we were having to talk about, you know, what you had just referenced again there, the idea that you could argue that this cop wasn't a victim. So
right, so this case is weird because they were definitely corrupt for killing him. They killed him for the wrong reasons and then clearly, like, shut down a city to cover it up. That doesn't make him an innocent victim. So, he, you know, if two people in the mafia get in a shootout over, you know, who owns what block, I don't know if that mafia actually operates that way, but over whatever, somebody's cut of something, they didn't kill the other person for good reasons, but it's not like they didn't have it coming. They were a violent oppressor against third-party innocent victims, and now they can't do that anymore.
Do you not believe in forgiveness? Is it possible for, you know, let's accept your premise that all cops inherently are immoral because they're doing a job that is immoral in that they're enforcing these statutes, ordinances, whatever, on people, and many of these ordinances and statutes are victimless crimes, and so they're constantly, whether it's pulling people over for speeding or running through a stop sign or having a plant, you know, arresting them for having a plant or underage possession of alcohol, all these victimless crimes, your argument is, well, they're immoral because of that, and so therefore you don't feel bad when bad things happen to them. But what if, I mean, this guy was trying to do the right thing,
it's about
right?
The victims.
Wasn't this guy trying to do the right thing by testifying
18
against
years later, he's still a cop.
Police department? But is it ever, can they ever come back from that? In your mind, Melanie, we'll continue in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Melanie.
Also, don't forget, you can check us out online over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Just go to Dash.org and you can find out why. The price of Dash also has been going up. Of course, Bitcoin is at record highs again today, but Dash has also, in the last few days, found itself at record highs. Right now, it is at around $615 for one Dash. By comparison, a year ago, it was probably closer to $100. So it's also had a nice little rise. Check out Dash.org to learn more about that. So, Melanie, you and I, we were talking about this cop in Baltimore who was killed on a strange assignment day before he was expected to testify in court against the Baltimore Police Department. Now, we're not real clear on what exactly that testimony was regarding, but presumably, if he was testifying against the police department, there would have been some people in the police department who did not want that to occur, and they may have indeed set him up to perish to kill this man in this situation. He did die. The alleged shooter is still on the run, so we don't know where that person is. And then, as you said, apparently they crashed into another Baltimore PD cruiser while trying to get him to the hospital after the shooting, which presumably delayed his arrival to the point where he died. Do we know if he died when he got to the hospital, or was it prior to, as he was still en route? Just a curiosity.
I don't know. I don't know if they said that.
Well, either way, he did perish, and so now obviously he won't be testifying against Baltimore PD. And it led me to kind of a larger question, because you tend to kind of get excited when police get offed, whether it be by their fellow cops or, you know, some crook in the streets or whatever, or somebody defending their own home from a home invasion being committed by the police. Whenever a cop dies, you tend to be somewhat jubilant about it. You are of the belief system, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, that the police are constantly aggressing
yes.
against people. And so even if a cop is just walking down the street, you believe that just by virtue of the fact that they have a uniform and a badge, they've accepted the role of police officer, therefore they must be doing immoral things generally.
More importantly, they're advertising themselves to be a U.S. police officer, and that has certain connotations. That says they will arrest you for victimless crimes. In some areas, that says they'll plant evidence. In some areas, it doesn't. It says they will pull you over with kind of on flimsy reasons. They didn't like the way you were driving, even if you were driving safely or for whatever reason. But that they will enforce a whole slew of victimless crimes, and they are communicating that is a threat. If you or I said that, nobody would have a problem with if somebody was walking down the street announcing, I'm going to beat you to the ground, handcuff you, and cage you, and keep you in my basement for 5 years if I see you smoking a joint on your own property or operating a business without giving me a cut or something like that. Nobody would have a problem with saying, or at least no anarchist would have a problem with saying, that person is committing a threat. So why, because you put a badge on, that makes it different is really not something I feel like anarchists should have a problem with.
I have a problem with collectivizing, where you're acting as though all police are the same simply because they have a badge and a uniform on. Isn't it possible? I mean, we've talked to cops on this show and former cops who've said that they tried not to enforce victimless crimes against people, that they would let people go, look the other way, ignore possession.
Okay, so just because somebody doesn't kidnap everybody they see
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean they're not a kidnapper and doesn't mean they're not in the business of kidnapping.
Yeah, but you don't know. I mean, you're jumping to a conclusion about
what
that
person
is.
I know what they said. They said, right. I will be a cop. They said, I will enforce these laws, and I know what these laws include.
But there are some laws they don't enforce because they don't have to. They have discretion, so they can choose to not enforce certain laws if they want to.
They don't have that much discretion. If a cop decides not to enforce victimless crimes, he's not going to be a cop for that long.
That's only if the department finds out about it. You know,
how do they not find out about it? He has an arrest.
Well, they would have to put an undercover agent out there to investigate him. They'd have to put out somebody with a bag of weed.
Okay, but if he's coming back without tickets and he's coming back without arrests, he's not going to stay a cop.
No, I see what you're saying. I'm not saying he wouldn't make arrests. Like, a cop could, in theory, not make victimless crime arrests and only make actual arrests for real crimes. Now, that would mean that he wouldn't get very many arrests compared to the rest of the cops. And I see what you're saying, that you don't believe that his career would continue in that case. And certainly,
as in any case, there's the same laws, regardless of what cop you're standing in front of, the same laws are on the books. And then there's the same ones, and there are some, like, really obscure laws that nobody ever enforces, but the same general laws that are kind of common knowledge are the same regardless of what cop's standing in front of you. So if somebody's communicating to you, I will enforce the laws of Keene Police Department, Baltimore Police Department, mm-hmm. Boston Police Department, whatever police department, you have no reason to assume that they're lying to you.
Sure, I agree with you there.
I mean, are you really are you telling me that you have an expectation of not being arrested if there's a random cop in uniform and you just, or not even walking down the sidewalk? So that would be an unreal problem. But even in your own front yard or your friend's front yard that's in a place maybe other than Keene.
Mm-hmm.
That you have absolutely no expectation of having something bad happen to you if you decide to smoke a joint in front of somebody who is dressed as a cop.
No, you're right. I would presume something bad is going to happen because that person is dressed
as a cop.
Because
they're communicating that they will assault and kidnap you.
Yes, that's right. Generally, that's true. But there are exceptions to that rule. And when a cop ends up, you know, dead because he wanted to testify against the police department, in this case in Baltimore, that sounds to me like that cop was probably doing the right thing.
Okay, so maybe that one was a net loss. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know how much longer he was going to be a cop and aggress against
the people.
He
may have had a long history of being a corrupt cop himself. I mean, it may have been a corrupt cop versus corrupt cop.
I don't even care if he's a corrupt cop. Corrupt kind of entails acting illegally. You don't have to act illegally to even just be, you know, a heinous police officer.
Sure, to do immoral things.
Right. So, I mean, that's kind of the job description. Do heinously immoral things. Police department, hiring, whatever.
Can a police officer earn forgiveness for the bad things that that person has done in the past?
Well, they would have to stop doing them, first of all.
Okay.
So, and then that's not really...
What about Barry Cooper, for instance? Do you know who Barry Cooper is?
No.
Okay, so Barry Cooper was a drug cop. So, like, one of the worst.
Oh, is that the right?
He created
Officers Against Prohibition guy?
Well, he was in Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, but got kicked out. Barry Cooper made a video series called Never Get Busted. And so he was
I know him. I don't know him, but I know of him.
Yeah, so he was a drug cop in Texas and was like the top drug narcotics cop out there. So he did a lot of bad things. He busted a lot of peaceful people who just had a plant or whatever, you know, chemical that they had and or were selling. And ultimately, he ended up turning good. And he made the video Never Get Busted and made, I think, two sequels to it where he gave his expertise on what he'd learned being a cop to your average pot smoker, for instance, on how to avoid getting busted. And so not only did he quit his job, but he also tried to make things right as much as he could, right? Like, he can't give those people their time back.
He can't fix what he did to his victims. And that's a separate issue.
Should Barry Cooper be forgiven, or should he face death?
You shouldn't kill him. None of us has the right to kill him at this point.
Well, that's good to know. More coming up here, Free Talk Live.
Share content as a curator or produce it as a creator. The source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR, partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations. Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Make the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
Also, don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We've got a front page that actually allows you to create the content that you see there at freetalklive.com. It's a Reddit-based site, or at least the front pages, and that means that you can submit, let's say, a news story or a YouTube video or something outrageous or even something fun, whatever you think our listeners would appreciate. You submit it there. Other listeners can vote on it, vote it up or down, whether they like or dislike, and you can get interactive over there at freetalklive.com. Maybe we'll even talk about your submission on the radio. Now, of course, the best way to get your ideas and stories that are important to you on the air is to just call in and join us here on the radio at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the police and the immoral tasks that they are assigned with. Now, obviously, when a cop goes and arrests an actual criminal who's harmed another human being, I don't have a problem with that. I don't mind seeing bad guys and gals get taken, under custody.
I wouldn't even go that far technically, because to me that's still up to the victim, and they're kind of a range. And as someone who does not believe in proportionality, it's kind of weird that I'm the one pointing that out. But if somebody, stole my pencil, mm-hmm. and the police were like, well, theft is illegal, arrest that person, it's like, no.
That's not necessary.
Just go home. Thanks, but just go home. Whereas if
they catch a rapist or a murderer.
Right, then, then arrest that person. But
right. So we were talking about forgiveness. The question I was asking you, as somebody who's a pretty big critic of the police, like even more so than me,
you're not that big of a critic. I've been told that you were in the past.
I am a critic of the police.
I
want to hold the police accountable, but at the same time, I don't
you
think
you spoke
that
nicely
deserve
to the police while they had rifles to your head in your living room at 6 o'clock in the morning.
They didn't have a rifle to my head.
They had rifles.
They had guns. That is definitely for sure. But they didn't shoot Jazzy, so I was grateful that they didn't shoot the studio dog here. But anyway.
Okay, but notice what you just said. You're grateful that they didn't bust into your house
and shoot someone. I told them that.
As opposed to, yeah. That's incredibly low standard. Like, thank you for not shooting my, probably what you consider a family member no reason, unprovoked.
That's what I expect from the police. So the fact that they didn't shoot the dog meant that they rose above the level of my expectation.
But if you said that about somebody without a badge, this guy broke into my house and stole every piece of electronic equipment I had, but I'm glad he didn't shoot my dog, so thank you for that. That would be a ridiculously low bar that everybody would be looking at you if these people didn't have badges, like you were an insane person, because that's kind of an insane thing to say.
Well, I mean, it's just the reality. The police are known for shooting people's dogs, and it's kind of a thing. It happens all over the United States, although interestingly, there's like a website that tracks which states and when or where the dog shootings happen. Apparently New Hampshire and Vermont are the two states where that has not happened, at least since that site was tracking those things. And so, yeah, I mean, it is a low bar. I wish we didn't have police going out there and harassing peaceful people over victimless crimes, but that's where we're at today. And I was just trying to show a little appreciation. I mean, it was somewhat tongue-in-cheek when I was saying it to them.
That makes it better, but...
But I honestly was grateful that they didn't shoot my dog. I mean, thanks. I'm glad I still have Jazzy.
Well, you can be grateful for that without being grateful to them.
Well, anyway, I think it's important to express gratitude. So we were talking about the idea of forgiveness. I mean, obviously, the police, as part of their job, are across the country.
Well, it's not part of their job. It's the main component of their job.
They're arresting peaceful people. They're ticketing peaceful people. And, you know, a good bulk of their time is spent doing things like that. And so my question was, well, you know, is there something that a cop could do that would allow you to forgive them? The person who is one of the biggest critics and haters of the police.
So it kind of depends on how you define some of that. So first they would have to stop being a cop. And you can do that. You can stop being a cop. Edward Snowden is a former NSA employee.
That's true.
And I don't hate him even remotely. I've hung out
because he did good later.
Right, but notice how he stopped being an NSA agent. Mm-hmm. So he was at one time an NSA agent, and that happened, and that was a thing he did for a couple of years. But then he stopped and then fixed it. So he kind of went above and beyond. I mean, he can't come back here ever. He's stuck in Russia. That's not a really pleasant thing to have happen. I have hung out with another former NSA agent, but he stopped being an NSA agent.
So that TJ the spy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can stop, and it's really not, like, I can't forgive somebody for something they did to somebody else. Like, that's not for me to do. That's for them to do. And I have kind of questioned, should I be associating or whatever with somebody who has that past, and maybe I'm wrong for that, but the conclusion I've come to is unless they have some, like, specifically egregious, like, beyond just the scope of NSA agent or cop, that they have, that the incentive that we want to set up is to not alienate people who decide to leave.
Sure.
And
you'd
want to
welcome them.
Yeah, maybe that's not a nice thing to do to their former victims, but in a situation like that where it's like we were all kind of victims equally, like, if somebody came to me and was like, well, 3 years ago, Edward Snowden probably was tapping my phone, like, so therefore you have to hate him. And I'm like, you could do that if you want. Mm. I feel like you're being silly or excessive or really have some other reason. But yeah, as a victim, you have that right, but you kind of aren't a victim over me in that situation unless you can show that you are.
I see. Unless you can prove they targeted you.
Yeah. And even then, I'm not going to hate Edward Snowden. So if you want to hate me for that, you can. But, yeah, so...
But you're still paying for the victimization, right? Like, as a taxpayer, even though your computer may not have been breached by Edward Snowden, somebody's probably was, and it was your taxpayer dollars that went to fund that particular operation.
Well, right, and even I don't know that nobody wasn't tapped or whatever you want to call it, because there's kind of levels of that. There's the data collection that nobody necessarily looks through, all the way to they're listening in on your phone calls specifically. There's kind of a spectrum, and I don't know that anybody's completely off of that spectrum. So, yeah, there are people saying, if nothing else, he was part of an agency that was doing that. I don't know how long he stayed after he knew the extent of what they were doing. So, like, yes, there are people who were victimized by Edward Snowden. That is a fact. He was an NSA agent, but he stopped being an NSA agent, and in my opinion, more than made up for that, based on what I know about him.
What if a cop were to... Okay, so one of your requirements for forgiveness would be they stop being
and
a cop.
I can't really forgive. Like, I can't forgive a Baltimore police officer. I've never been victimized by a Baltimore police officer.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of inappropriate to their victims.
But yet you believe that it's legitimate to for anybody to actually shoot a cop, even if they've never been personally victimized
because
by that cop.
Because you can... Well, first of all, that would be kind of impossible, because if you're shooting them, unless you're shooting them with a drone strike, you're within their line of sight, presumably.
So the fact that they're looking at you makes you them you their victim?
So the fact that they're there, they're committing assault against everybody who's there.
Walking down the street is not an assault.
Yes, it is. It is if you're committing assault while you're walking down the street. You could do both at the same time. So take that away.
So as long as you've seen the cop, or as long as the cop has laid eyes on you, you're their victim?
They're walking around announcing, I will...
But yet you said that you're not a victim of a cop.
I've never been in Baltimore.
You've never seen before.
You would have to see them to shoot them.
Okay, we're just make sure we're clear here. Like, you're not actually advocating people shooting the police. But it
seems really bad strategy at this point.
It seems inconsistent for you to say that you are not a victim of the cop in Baltimore, but yet... You would be a victim if you were somehow within the sight of that cop in Baltimore.
Okay, because he can't arrest me from here, as far as I know.
Okay.
So he's not necessarily threatening to arrest me if he's in Baltimore and I'm in Keene or Manchester,
New
Hampshire.
So it's not okay to shoot a cop if you're if the cop's out of his jurisdiction?
Well, no, but if he's there, okay, so the Baltimore Police Department is in Keene wearing a Baltimore police uniform, then presumably he can arrest people.
No, not if he's a Baltimore cop, right? Unless it's some sort of felony and being, you know, happening and
most drug crimes are
obligated. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. When do you forgive a cop? It's Free Talk Live.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008. Putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Boo! Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.